4:32 here at Q92. Let's head back over to Laverne. More cross-country coverage. And here's Paul Rabo.
Yeah, at the finish line, Maynard. And as I mentioned, when I was broadcasting live, when the girls were coming across the finish line, Cammy Mineota girls did outstanding. We don't know the final results yet, but I think it's good.
Yeah.
Braylon Merritt joins us. Braylon, congratulations on an outstanding run here at Sections.
Thank you.
Talk about the run. You finished what? Fifth,
I believe. Okay. Overall. It was very good. Weather was way better than we thought it was going to be. It was supposed to be way windier, but...
No rain? It didn't rain on
no
you?
No rain on us.
Was the footing bad or was it slippery?
No, it was perfect.
Okay.
Everything was perfect.
Did you know your time?
I believe I got a 19:26.7 around there.
Okay.
Yes.
So... Man, this is fun. Maya Pesek joins me. You got the microphone, so you might as well talk, Maya.
Okay.
Congratulations. Do you know what place you got?
11th.
11th, okay, for Maya. Okay, Elia. Maya, how was the run? Talk about it.
It was really good.
Did you do a personal best, maybe, or close to it?
Yeah, I PR'd.
You did? Oh, nonchalantly, yeah, I PR'd. That's the best time to PR, right?
Yeah.
All right, congratulations, Maya. Let's pass. You lead it, Braylon.
We'll go Claire, since Claire was second
okay.
runner
yep.
after me.
You, Claire Stokes?
Yep.
What place?
I got fifth place.
Fifth? Okay.
Or sixth, seventh place. Oh, my goodness.
That should be good enough for state, you would think,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's great. Are you happy?
I'm very happy with how I did today.
Okay, did you go to state last year, Braylon? Did you guys go to state
yes,
last year?
Yes, we both
Claire
went
was
last
all,
year.
Claire was all state last year.
Oh, that's right. I got that written down there, see? Sorry.
Okay.
Talk about your run today.
I felt really good. The weather was perfect, and I had a lot of good competition to push me today, and I don't think, yeah.
Just a normal run.
Yep, good run.
How's the crowd out there? The crowd's unreal, isn't it?
Yeah, I love all the fans. They definitely motivate me.
Okay, great job, Claire. Claire Stokes. Braylon?
Jordan.
Jordan Jostock. Jordan, what did you place? Do you know, roughly?
Seven.
Give a guess.
I think you're 7th, 8th.
Give the mic up there.
She doesn't know.
9th, I think.
All right. Well,
okay.
Top 20,
yeah.
top 10. Okay, that's good. You got a big smile on your face. did you have a good run?
Yeah.
What's the most difficult part of the course?
I don't know.
The hill, little hill here coming up?
I don't mind the hills.
You don't mind the hills?
You just said you don't like the
straightaway.
You don't like straightaways?
No.
You'd rather run hills?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
We're good at hills. No, okay. This team is good at hills.
Yeah, you're good at everything.
Yes.
All right, congratulations there, Claire. Who do we have here?
Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Brunswick.
Brunswick, okay. Charlotte, how did your run go today?
It was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was Norwegian. Yeah, good.
Yeah. Who did you stay with?
Go ahead.
Weren't you 1 and 2? Weren't you right next to somebody?
You're right. Hannah.
Yeah.
Get the mic up there a little bit. So your run was well? Good?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. What do you like about the Laverne course here?
Do you like the two loops?
Yeah, I like the two loops. I like that. I like the hill.
Okay.
I like the hill.
All right, that's good. Well, did you have fun here today?
Yeah, it was really
All right.
fun.
We can't wait till the results, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And our last one here, who do we got?
Noemi Diaz.
Noemi Diaz. How did you do?
I think, I PR'd. I know that for sure.
At Sections, you PR'd?
Yeah.
The other PR? You
PR'd? We all PR'd.
You know, I said that when I was broadcasting live. I said, whoa, they're doing good. They're up front. Talk about your run.
Well, the one that got me was the uphill because I really hated it.
You hate the hills?
Yeah, I hate the hills.
Somebody hates hills. That's good. So, good. When you finished the line, across the finish line, what was your thoughts there?
I was happy that I was done. I was really happy.
Okay.
She did exactly what she needed to do.
And what was that, Braylon?
Yeah, be right up there where she needed to
push.
Do
good. Good, Braylon. You got to be proud of these girls here, huh?
Yes, very.
All right. Should we visit with the, is this the alternate here?
Yeah, this is Hannah Fadness.
Okay, hi, Hannah.
Hi.
What do you got on?
A tutu.
You don't run with that. You didn't run.
No.
No, okay. Okay. So how do you like being part of the team here?
It's really good. They all did amazing.
Yeah, they did. Were you cheering them hard?
Yep.
All right, great. Girls, thanks a lot for taking the time, and we hopefully find out the results here shortly, and then maybe we can celebrate a little more afterwards, huh?
Thank you so much.
All right. Cammy Mignota girls, here at the section in Laverne. And I tell you what, we'll take a break. We've got some other girls here. Occoquan Valley Dawson Boyd girls are here, and some Montevideo girls. So we'll talk with them after a couple minutes.
Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison for all your collision and glass repair needs, or if you are looking for just the right Harley-Davidson rebuilder. Tufty Auto and Sales also has several bikes, ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out their website at TuftyAuto.com today. Tufty Auto and Sales is ready to meet and exceed your expectations for collision repair and glass replacement. That's Tufty Auto and Sales, East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Daily life can be messy when your family is always on the go. Whirlpool laundry machines are made to keep up. Their innovative laundry features help you wash more in a single load. From football uniforms to the kids' favorite blankets, Whirlpool can handle it. Browse their full selection of washer and dryer options that'll help you get laundry done faster so you can spend more time making messes than cleaning up after them. Get all the details today at Odin and Zimbelman TV Appliance and Sleep Center, downtown Madison, Minnesota.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports here in Laverne, and I'm taking a selfie with the Lacapau Valley Dawson Boyd girls as we go on air. Taylor, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, how's your run today?
It was good. We had good weather, and this course is good to run on, and lots of girls, so you're always running with someone.
Yep.
So it was a good race.
All right. So do you know where you stood at all, or first place, or roughly? Or?
I think I was, like, top 25. 25 for
okay.
sure, I think, but
okay.
not for sure.
Well, we don't know the results yet, so.
Yeah.
You've done a great job in your career. You love cross country?
Well.
Not as much as basketball?
Right.
Not as much as basketball,
yeah.
right? Talk about your run here today. Did it go okay for you?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought everyone ran well. We ran well as a team, and the weather is nice, so. It's a good day to run.
You like to run in this weather? It's kind of cold out, isn't it?
I think it's better than when it's hot.
What?
Better than when it's warm.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations, Taylor, on a fantastic season.
Thank you.
And keep the headset on. Help me out here. We've got Brooklyn Starewood, right?
Yep.
Brooklyn, you got to put the mic up there in your mouth. Talk nice and loud, okay? I was broadcasting live when you crossed the finish line. I saw you. I missed Chloe. I missed you. Sorry, Chloe. But I saw Brooklyn go by. You did well, Brooklyn, huh?
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
Seventh
grade? Mm-hmm. Talk about your run here at the sections.
I thought my race was pretty good. During that last mile, I really picked it up and tried to pass some girls, but yeah.
Okay, good. Well, good showing then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're shivering. How come?
Because it's really cold.
Okay. All right, Annika Fernals.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good.
How's your run today?
You know, it was...
Senior?
Yes, I am
okay.
a senior. It was pretty good. So, yeah, this season I've been dealing with some hip issues, but today it was good, and I ran as hard as I could.
Yeah, you did. That's right. Talk about your career. You enjoy cross country?
I do. I think I enjoy the team more than the actual running part of it, but, yeah, this group of girls is just so fun to be around, so it just makes it so much better.
Awesome. That's well said. Now you're going to get me choked up, but that's okay. You know me. Chloe Gubegi, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Chloe. I was doing play-by-play of the people crossing, and I was looking for you because I knew I saw you halfway, and you're up front there.
Yeah.
So how'd you finish?
I think I got 10th or 11th. I'm not totally
okay.
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're probably in the running maybe to go to state, you think? Or?
Yeah, I hope.
We get the final results here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. How's your run go today?
It was pretty good. Going up that hill, it hurt a little. I was really trying to get up there, and I'm not that good at hills, so.
It can't be any other girl. Some loved hills, some don't. How about you?
No.
No.
I hate them.
Who likes hills here? Nobody. Okay.
Oh, looks
good.
Like Taylor does.
Well, Taylor does? You like hills?
No, that one.
Oh,
no,
that
Taylor.
One. Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. We hope, you know, we can punch a ticket to state, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Have you enjoyed running this year?
Yes, I love it.
All right.
A lot more than last year.
Okay. Well, what happened last year?
I just did not like it.
Okay.
Not.
But you fell in love with it this time?
Yeah.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And
Taylor Wood.
Taylor Wood. Hi, Taylor. How are you?
Good. How are you?
What grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade this year.
And where did you go to school?
Black Powell.
Okay. And how did your run go today?
I had a good run. I PR'd this season. Yep. So it was a good run.
Best time to PR, right?
Yeah, last race.
All right. What was your time? Do you know at all, roughly?
I think I got 21:30
something. Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
What's the hardest part of the course here?
Oh, probably that hill. The hill on the first lap, yeah.
You're not talking about this hill.
That big one, yeah.
Oh, this one here.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the only hill, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, congratulations. Good for you.
Thank you.
And what? You have your shoe. You don't run with shoes untied, do you?
No. Okay. I untied them at the end.
All right, good. And who do we have here?
Shay Bothan.
Hi, Shay. How are you?
Good.
So how'd you run today?
My foot has been hurting just a little bit, and, like, on the small bumps, they've been... Like, on the middle of it, it was hurting. So.
Oh, okay. So you struggled a little bit today,
just
huh?
Just a little bit.
That happens, though, doesn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you like this course at Laverne? No.
Okay.
You can be honest.
No.
Okay, good. What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth.
Okay, and school you go to?
Dawson.
Okay, good. You love the being on the team here?
Yes.
You guys have a lot of fun, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, congratulations, Taylor. Congratulations again, and
thank you.
You know, we'll see what happens with the results here in a little bit, right?
Yeah, we're excited to see her. We're excited for Chloe.
Yeah. We'll cheer her on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, girls. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
appreciate the time.
Yep. Thank you, Paul.
That's the Lacapaul Valley Dawson Boyd girls cross country team. The boys are going to start here in a minute, and we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll start the boys race, Maynard. Give me a couple minutes.